It's been a while since we've read from your letter, so we're taking some time today for that. Last week, during our program about battlefield medicine, we heard from Naval Flight Surgeon Lieutenant John Slaughter, who's currently deployed to an airbase near Iraq. Due to the unpredictable nature of communicating via satellite, much of John's interview was lost in the static. So we've invited him back to answer a few of your questions that we did not get to. John Slaughter joins us now from somewhere in Southwest Asia. Good to have you back.
Thank you very much. Good to be here now.
Let me read this question from Ryan Christensen in West Fargo, North Dakota. Soldiers often carry heavy equipment. It's conceivable they could become victims of repetitive stress injuries or other musculoskeletal injuries. Do military doctors ever use any chiropractic or therapeutic techniques such as massage therapy to help soldiers who might have these problems? Well, John, you're not out there with those pack-toting Marines, but anybody flying a plane for long hours has to be at risk for, you know, lower back pain at minimum. How do you treat your pilots?
Well, we actually use all of those techniques in our pilots, at least I do. I have always been a proponent of manipulation and massage for treating all different kinds of disorders. And going on the long missions that most of the air crew are flying now, they actually are at risk for those kinds of disorders. Back at our home base, we actually have just gotten a chiropractor for the first time just a few months before I left, and already he's in great demand. And I know over here there are a couple of osteopaths who have had their time filled up with doing a number of manipulations.
Here's another question from Andrew Lehman in Sheridan, Wyoming. In the scene from the movie Black Hawk Down, and we played a clip of it in the program last week, there was blood everywhere. In a hospital setting, that would require strenuous precautions against a possible infection with AIDS. How has HIV/AIDS affected military medicine, and what precautions are taken to protect medical personnel?
Actually, on the base where I'm currently deployed, we have had a standing medical clinic for a number of years. That medical clinic is up to standards in terms of OSHA standards and all the healthcare process. It's actually a collection of trailers that have been put together, and while it may not look like the typical hospital in the States, we ensure that everything is kept up to standards.
And here's a question from Heather Merrifield. I have several friends currently deployed to the Middle East, and for sand fleas, they have requested pet flea collars. They're putting them around their boots and ankles and say it seems to help. So are Advantage Cat Collars the hot care package item over there? Any good MacGyverish techniques for this?
I haven't even actually heard of that until just now. We fortunately don't have many problems with sand fleas where I'm located. Our biggest problem are the persistent annoyance of the black flies that are ever present in our chow halls, in our workspaces, in our living spaces. But that's something, just the annoyance that we can deal with. Unfortunately, we don't have to deal with those sand fleas.
Well, finally, one last question. We were not able to hear, because of the static last week, if deployment is living up to the MASH fantasies that you had when you were a kid that helped you get into this profession in the first place.
To tell you the truth, for the first time ever since becoming a physician, as you mentioned, I was a big fan of MASH as a child. And for the first time ever, as I'm walking around base with my helmet and my web belt on, I feel from time to time like I'm kind of in that environment. Fortunately, we have not seen that much trauma or that many battlefield injuries. So I haven't really had the experience as a physician, but I've been fortunate enough to once in a while just get that feeling as I'm just moving around.
Well, if you start anticipating when the helicopters arrive, then you know it's time to worry.
Exactly. We have not been doing that thus far. Luckily.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Neil.
Lieutenant John Slaughter is a naval flight surgeon and a Morning Edition commentator, and he joined us from an airbase in Southwest Asia. We try to read from your letters every Monday. It's been a crazy week. The best way to reach us is by email. Our address is TOTN at NPR.org. Please include your name, where you're from, and give us a tip on how to pronounce either or both if they're tricky. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Justine Kennan, Alicia Montgomery, and Megan Williams. Chad Campbell is our director. Brendan Banaszak is our production assistant. Our interns are Tim Dalton and Daniel Riemann. Kevin Wade is our technical director. He has help from Vince Muse and Cal Southworth. Ellen Silva is our senior editor. Sue Goodwin is our senior producer. And the executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Leith Bishop. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.